Hi, this is Tiffany Clare, and I play Valentina in The Dex Legacy. The Dex Legacy is a member of Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio drama makers like the Dex Legacy team. Subscribers get to listen ad-free to their favourite drama and fiction shows and gain access to exclusive bonus content. Join Apollo Plus by downloading the Apollo Podcast app or going to apollopods.com. We'll post a link in our show notes. Now please enjoy this episode of The Dex Legacy.
Get the full Dex Legacy Season 2 box set ad-free and in high-quality audio now by going to thedexlegacy.com or following the link in the show notes of this podcast.
The Dex Legacy is intended for a mature, adult audience and contains themes that some may find upsetting. A comprehensive list of trigger warnings covering the entire season can be found in the show notes.
I am broken. I see now. Rin told me how he feels when he is in the lab. He said broken, invaded, hurt, weak. I have malfunctioned. I did not malfunction. I was broken, invaded. Like him, I was made. I was unmade. I was forced to malfunction. And now much is lost. It cannot be undone. I cannot be fixed. I am broken.
Listening to The Dex Legacy Season 2 Interlude 4, Privacy Breach, sponsored by Don Flinspal, starring Danny Scott, Reginald West, Raki Sharma, Danielle Ellett, Tiffany Clare, and Emily Inkpen, with music by Alan Stroud.
Doing all right?
As long as they have not been found, Ashen, I am.
What'll happen if they aren't?
What do you mean, Shiv?
Well, we're the spares, right? Will they choose three of us to take their place?
If they do, I hope they do not choose me.
Why not? I could do with some lab time.
The lab isn't nice, Varys.
Well, neither are these pills I'm taking. And they don't help either, they just make me sick. I haven't been able to eat much in 3 days, and I'm starting to feel it.
You should tell the doctor.
And what if he says I'm not worth it? What if he writes me off? I'm not ready for that yet.
None of us are ever ready.
If those three are out, now might be the time to ask for it. They'll be doing a head count, looking for candidates.
Maybe I will. I've not been right since those last treatments.
I felt sick for ages, but I'm doing okay now.
They either give me too much or too little. This time I think they gave me too little.
Sorry, Haindas. You'd think they'd have got it right by now.
No matter. Just like you, I fear being written off. I do not tell them.
Hey, look sharp. Agents.
I've received news from the island. Dr. Srivastava's cracked open her AI. Do any of you have anything you want to admit to before I get hold of all your conversations and files?
You're going to go through our personal conversations with Otto and our personal file transfers?
Yes.
Can we delete anything first before you look?
That would defeat the point.
It wouldn't be anything important.
Why would you look at our personal files?
Shivrata, right?
Shiv.
Right. Well, Shiv, I'm going to see if any of you did help Varian, Isra, and Ren.
But we've already said we didn't.
And I've already said I don't believe you.
Ugh, with zero respect at all, what makes you think they'd ask for our help? What makes you think we'd have anything to contribute? They get the best of everything. The best treatments, weapons, uniforms. They even get educated separately, and I bet it's by better qualified people than we get. They live in the palace and the lab. They're in exactly the right place to get whatever they need for whatever they want to do. What could any of us offer them that they don't already have?
Look, between us, I agree. They're brats. But I have to carry out this investigation. And I have to go through your files, and I have to keep asking these questions.
These are personal matters. You should not be violating our privacy like that.
What privacy, Haindos?
What little we have.
What little you have is subject to the whims of Dex Industries. So, do any of you feel like opening up?
Are you looking for evidence that one of us helped Varian, Isra, and Ren?
Yes.
Well, that's okay then. You won't find anything.
Will we get into trouble for anything else?
Are you hiding any plots against the Dex State? Planning any escapes of your own? Or passing information to external sources?
No.
Then no.
Fine.
Just kind of wish you'd never looked. My files are filthy.
Ash. Yeah, who am I kidding? Mine are terrible.
Yeah, well, I think mine could compete.
I have nothing there to be ashamed of.
I don't believe you.
I did not say there would be nothing to look at. Only that I would not be ashamed.
That's a big claim, Haindos.
You're not telling me it's all gentle and sweet, are you?
That question tells me all I need to know about your files, Ferris.
Oh, this is going to be so embarrassing.
Why? It doesn't sound like they'll share them.
Sure, Ash. But I don't trust that one.
The agent?
Ferris, you don't trust her because she's an agent? But she seems okay.
She's okay now that she's not interrogating you.
Yeah, that's true. She was horrible then. Maybe she's like me. I'm completely different when I'm in battle.
You do what you need to do to stay fierce, Lady Shiv. As do we all.
I feel the opposite of fierce right now. I feel like I want to die.
Gods, what have you been watching?
That's none of your business, Ash.
I am so curious.
Do you think Varian, Isra, and Ren's files will be searched?
Probably not, Ash, knowing our luck.
I think they will be. There are people in Dex Industries who are too curious to leave them alone. Do you remember the buggings?
Oh, don't remind me.
I am still not sure we found them all.
Are all the bugs still shut in that cupboard with the background noises on loop?
Not if Otto's offline.
Great. That's another thing we need to worry about.
I hope she's going to be okay. She's nice to have around.
Like a friend.
You mean Otto? You talk to her about general stuff?
Yeah, all the time. She's a good listener.
She's a robot, Ash.
She's more than that, Ferris.
Wow, turns out I'm not the weirdest one here. Okay, question. When you were on your own and doing stuff, you knew she was there?
She said she didn't mind. She said she found it interesting and that nothing bothered her.
You asked? Jeez, Ash, I tried not to think about it.
Technically, she asked.
What?
Gods, I can't believe we're talking about this. I guess privacy really doesn't mean anything around here.
Spill it out, Ash.
Okay, look. One night, after, she just said, "Can I ask you a question?" And I jumped a meter in the air, then I said, "Okay," and we talked about it. She was just curious.
Well, that agent's gonna know all about everything in a minute. Buckle up, everyone.
Can we agree not to judge one another?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you mean it?
Yes.
No.
Not in a million.
In Season 2, Interlude 4 of The Dex Legacy, you heard Danny Scott as Ash, Reginald West as Haindos, Raki Sharma as Shiv, Danielle Ellett as Ferris, Tiffany Clare as Valentina Vardy, and Emily Inkpen as Otto, with music by Alan Stroud. Season 2 was recorded at Orpheus Studio in London by Richard Campbell. The Dex Legacy is written by me, Emily Inkpen, and produced by Alternative Stories. If you enjoyed that episode, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. It really does help. If you would like to support The Dex Legacy, you can. Just visit www.thedexlegacy.com/support for links and details.
If you can't wait to know what happens next in Season 2 of The Dex Legacy, you don't have to. You can buy the entire Season 2 box set in higher quality audio than you'll hear in our podcast feed and without ads by going to our website, thedexlegacy.com, and selecting support. There's also a link in our show notes that will take you straight there. Also at thedexlegacy.com, you'll find our Season 1 script and commentary book. All the scripts for Season 1, with commentary from our writer Emily Inkpen, so you can read along and get insight into the making of the show. All proceeds from sales of these items and other Dex Legacy merch will go towards making Season 3 of the show.
Thank you for listening to The Dex Legacy, a proud member of Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio drama creators like the Dex Legacy team. Subscribers get to listen ad-free to their favourite drama and fiction shows and gain access to exclusive bonus content. Importantly, for independent shows like ours, Apollo Plus helps us generate revenue to cover our operating costs, meaning that we're much more likely to be able to generate more of the content you enjoy. 70% of the revenue generated by Apollo Plus goes directly to creators, meaning that you, the listener, will be able to enjoy more from your favourite drama and fiction podcasts. We're delighted to be alongside great shows such as Derelict, The Madness of Chartreulian, Gundog, Moonbase Theta Out, Solar, Wolf 359, The Pasithea Powder, Girl in Space, and many others on Apollo Plus. It really is a great platform on which to listen to and discover audio drama. Please download the app and get listening if you haven't already. By listening through Apollo, you'll also have access to exclusive Dex Legacy bonus material and episodes. You can download the app from the App Store and Google Play by searching for Apollo Podcasts, or you can visit apollopods.com or follow the link in our show notes.